I'm fine. Thanks for that compliment. That's very nice. I thought your show was already above average.
Well, thank you, Sue. And again, remember, 73%, 70, whatever a C average is. Well, that's we're trying to get better. We try. We bring on people like you to help us understand what's happening to be above average, and that's what we try to do. Now, I hear that you are feeling about just as good as I am recently, and so hopefully we get this out of the way before the holidays hit.
And, I hope so, because I'm feeling like poop, so I really hope this goes away.
Yeah, join the club.
Okay.
Now, here we are. We have ending this week. We have all of next week, and then the week after, and then MCCSE is on the two-week holiday hiatus. Is that correct? Do I have my calendar straightened up and ready to go?
If you tell me that's what the calendar is, I'm going to believe you.
Good.
Because off the top of my head, I don't have enough room in my brain to store that, so I always have to look it up. But I think you're correct, Mike.
That is how we're going to get things started. Everybody goes back, I believe, on January 4th, so everybody has the holiday carrot right out there in front of them, but the show must go on. What are you going to do this month? Because obviously the holiday's creeping up here in a couple of weeks. What does your school board schedule look like? I know you know that one.
Well, on next Tuesday, on December 8th, the school board is having a work session, and I believe it's next Tuesday that we're doing this. So I'm hoping that I have the schedule correct. We have our legal advisors for our referendum coming in to talk with our tri-chairs for the referendum, to talk with administrative staff, and then to talk with the school board about how we go about the referendum and what kinds of things we can do legally and what we're not allowed to do, because the law has changed about what staff is allowed to do on staff time and how we proceed with this. So this will be real important to hear from these folks. I'm so glad that they can come in and talk and advise our tri-chairs and then our administrative staff and then the school board. And from that point on, Glass, we're going to move forward with some planning for the referendum and getting committees going and getting people involved who want to be involved with us.
So since you've been through this process once before, this shouldn't come as a shock, or there have been different rules and regulations put in since the last time you've tried a referendum?
There are, because when we did the referendum 6 years ago, we were on the really early cusp, the early edge of school corporations seeking a referendum. And so the law has changed, and some of the things that we were allowed to do before, we can't do now, such as we can't use any school facilities or equipment to benefit the referendum. Staff who are on the clock can't use that time. However, they certainly can in their own time.
Sure, but you have to designate one or the other.
Exactly. So when they're working for the school corporation, they can't do anything. Now, if somebody asks them a question,
sure,
as a staff member, they can certainly answer.
But that makes sense.
Can't
if they're
do anything.
Yeah, now, if their job is to educate the youth, it shouldn't be running a referendum, right? I couldn't agree with that.
Well,
more.
Exactly. Just like they shouldn't be promoting any other political
Amen.
Candidate or any other political cause while they're on the clock. Yeah. So we just want to get all that clarified, and I know, especially some of our administrators. Well, I think everybody's just a little bit nervous about what they can and can't do, and nobody wants to do an inappropriate or a wrong thing. So this will be great to get all that legal advice so people know exactly what they can do and what they can't do.
Sue Wanzer is our guest this morning. She serves on the MCCSE School Board and checks in every Thursday just after 8:05 as we focus on local education issues. And the school corporation has been recognized here recently for their PLCs. Remind us what a PLC is and who is pointing us out.
Well, a PLC is a professional learning community. Now, people might say, oh, that's just a faddish term or that's just the term of the day. But really, all it is our teachers getting together to collaborate and work together in cooperation to benefit students. For anybody who hasn't been a teacher, they might not realize that for decades, teachers go into their classroom and they teach and then they come out of their classroom. And there hasn't been a lot of that cooperation or collaboration. But with our professional learning communities, our teachers come together once a week. That's why we have the late Wednesday start time. They get together and they talk about the students in their classes and what they can each do to benefit each other. or to actually to benefit the kids, how they work together, because they're each going to have different observations and different pieces of information. So Solution Tree is the organization. Fortunately, they're located here in Bloomington.
I was going to say, that's
just by chance.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a national corporation. They're an educational consulting firm. They do a lot of publishing of educational materials, and we're just really fortunate, I think, that they happen to be here in Bloomington, because it makes it easier to call on them, and they also are much more supportive of us, because those folks live and work in this community, and they want our school corporation to be successful. But anyway, what happened was they looked at achievement rates and how MCCSC has improved. From 2000 until 2009, the state wasn't rating us as highly effective. From 2009 on, with the adoption of PLCs, we have improved our achievement rates and our success rates. And so maybe we can't isolate the PLCs and say that's the reason for it. Maybe it's having a new superintendent 5 years ago. Maybe it's having different staff members. But whatever the reason, the PLCs really seem to have helped us, because this is, and not all schools are doing this, class. I mean, this is kind of unique for teachers to get together and not just have their own little classroom and their own little way of doing things, but the fact that they're working together and cooperating, learning from each other, and then also trying to share information about students to create better learning communities.
And are these PLCs going on? Is that why school starts late on Wednesday? Is that part of that?
Yeah, that's when the teachers meet. And I know, okay. I know that's it's a hassle for a lot of parents. I know I've heard from a number of employers because their employees might come in late on Wednesday. And maybe there's a different way we could do that, especially as we're looking at the length of the school day and school start times and our whole transportation schedule. But right now, the fact remains that those teachers can't meet after school because we have too many after-school activities that need teacher and administrator supervision.
And then you talk about how long the school day is, and you just go right around in the circle.
Right. So for now, I know it's a hassle, but it has been the best for our teachers to be able to do this. Maybe I'm hoping we can find a better way to do this as we do look at length of school day and start times. However, having said that, we do know that it's proving beneficial to our kids and that our kids are doing better in school. So that's the bottom line, I think, for most of us.
Sue Wanzer is our guest this morning. She is on the MCCSC school board and checks in with us every Thursday morning. Sue, what else do we have to get to this morning? I'm forgetting something. I know that.
Apparently the state is developing an oversight committee for testing and standardized testing in the state. And my understanding is that they do that every time, like, ISTEP or any kind of standardized test changes. But what they're doing, it sounds like they're creating an ongoing committee just to make sure that we don't run into problems like we have with ISTEP.
Oh, we're a little late on that, aren't we?
I know.
A little behind the eight ball.
But maybe going forward, it's going to help us. So we'll wait and see what happens. But I applaud the state for doing that and wanting to take a look. And I hope that they will be consulting with educators and faculty members in teacher colleges to understand what we need to do to go forward to make this smoother and more understandable and more meaningful for people, because we know when we have a standardized test that's given in the spring and we don't get results until the following January, February, it's not really doing what it was designed to do.
Who puts this committee together and this task force together?
You know what, Mike, I'm not sure. You know, I've just seen what I read in the paper, but it sounds like it might be the State Board of Education. It could be the Department of Education, but I'm going to guess it's the State Board of Education since they have that kind of power to do that. So we'll wait to see what happens with that. And as always, I'm going to take the high road, and I'm going to be positive about this, and I think this is a great development for us, and I look forward to see what's going to happen with all of that.
Well, at least it's something, and something admitting that maybe the system that's being used right now isn't working, and maybe find a way to make it better, because if you're going to put so much influence on it and you're going to put so many things pending on the results of it, you might as well make sure it's serving the correct purpose.
Well, exactly. And considering that we're spending as a state millions and millions of dollars on all of this testing, I think we want to make sure that it does what it's supposed to do and that taxpayers don't see this as a waste of funds. So I think this is real important going forward, and I'm anxious to see what will happen with this.
And, again, the testing, we can argue till we're blue in the face about. We know it's not going to stop, so we might as well try to make it as efficient as possible and as positive as possible. Me too. I hope you feel better.
Well, thank you very much. And in addition to our work session on Tuesday the 8th, we also have our last school board meeting of the year.
That'll be the 15th, right?
On Tuesday, December 15th.
Okay.
And we'll close out the year for that.
And no heavy lifting on that? What's going on there that we need to know about?
Well, we'll
talk to you
know.
Next week. But, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure, but my hope is that our president of the board, Keith Klein, will be able to join us in person
for
that
will.
Meeting.
I bet he
and
does.
Not just on the phone.
Yeah, I bet he'll be there.
I'm looking forward to that.
I bet he's going to be loose on the town. We talked to him yesterday here on the program, and was yesterday or Tuesday? Tuesday?
I thought it was Tuesday.
He's like a caged animal. He's ready to get back and start working 29 hours a day again, even though he's retired. He sounds like he just wants to get out there and get after it. So that's great to hear.
Oh, I'm sure he does after being in rehab for so long, and maybe we all might have to be scared if he's going to tear up the town like that.
And if he tears it up, well, we'll be right there with him. And we hope to see Keith and hear Keith soon. All right, great stuff as always, Sue. Again, I hope you feel better. And
thank you, Brad.
And we'll get caught up next Thursday morning.
Okie dokie. Have a great weekend.